12. Detour to Romance. Harry came in the station 2 years ago and waited at the head of the stairs for his girl from the 905 train. He was all dressed up, and they would be married 20 minutes after she arrived. All the passengers had left, and she didn't show up. She didn't come on the 918 either, nor on the 940. And when the passengers from the 1002 had all arrived and left, Harry was looking pretty desperate. I asked him what she looked like. "She's small and dark," he said, "and her eyebrows come to a little point in the middle." He showed me the telegram he received. "Arrive Thursday. Meet me at station. Love, 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 May." "Well," I finally said, "why don't you phone to your home? She's probably called there if she got in ahead of you." He gave me a sick look. "I've only been in town 2 days. She hasn't any address for me." He touched the telegram. Harry met every train for the next 3 or 4 days. One day, after about 2 weeks, Harry was behind the counter of Tony's magazine, and he began to work as a clerk for Tony. I noticed that Harry always saw every person who came up the stairs. 1 year passed, and another. Then came yesterday. I heard a cry. The cry was from Harry, and he was grabbing a girl. She was small and dark, and her eyebrows came to a little point in the middle. For a while, they just hung there, laughing and crying. He told her the many things he had done to find her. What apparently had happened 2 years before was that May had come by bus, not by train. And in her telegram, she meant bus station, not railroad station. She had waited at the bus station for days and had spent all her money trying to find Harry. Finally, she got a job typing. "What?" said Harry. "Have you been working in town all the time?" She nodded. "Well, heavens, didn't you ever come down here to the station?" He pointed across to his magazine stand. "I've been there all the time and watched everybody that came up the stairs." She began to look a little pale. Pretty soon she looked over at the stairs and said in a weak voice, "I never came up the stairs before. I went out of town yesterday on a short business trip." "Oh, Harry." Then she threw her arms around his neck and really began to cry. After a minute, she backed away and pointed toward the north end of the station. "Harry, for 2 years, for 2 solid years, I've been right over there, working right in this very station, typing in the office of the station master."